Okay, we are joined in the media center by our winner this afternoon of the NHRA Sonoma Nationals, Andrew Hines. Andrew, this is your seventh win of 2019, which is your winningest season so far. Tell us about this weekend.
Well, it was just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, my Harley Davidson FXDR, since we built the chassis that's underneath that bodywork over the off season, and then wrapped that with the new FXDR bodywork in Denver, it's just been it's a package made to perform. That's pretty much the way we were looking at it. It rides so nice, you know, it's built to fit all of us, and really the original body's built to fit me, and we just accommodate for Eddie and Angel. But it's absolutely, you know, it's mind-boggling what we've been able to achieve this year, just rolling through eliminations, and the confidence I have in my motorcycle and my team, and the level of performance and professionalism that our guys bring in the starting line every single time. It's unsurpassed right now. The guys are just made by, I told them at the end of the track, you guys make my job so much easier. I can sit on that starting line with confidence and know that I can get to the finish line, hopefully see a win light. It's just, you know, it's unreal. I can't believe it.
So you've won the Mickey Thompson Tires Pro Bike Battle before, and you've won here at Sonoma before, but this is the first year that you've won the Pro Bike Battle on Saturday and then gone on to win the event on Sunday. What does that mean to you?
It's something that, you know, throughout my career, I've been fortunate enough to win seven of those Pro Bike Battles now, and never had the chance or the performance or whatever it was. Maybe I threw it away on the national event, but so many different things have happened throughout my career that I just wasn't able to parlay the Saturday win into the Sunday win. And to get that at this point in my career, after the struggle I had last year with not a single win, you know, struggled all throughout the year, just couldn't close the deal on Sunday, it's just a testament to how much my crew had faith in me. You know, I was kind of ready to hang up my racing boots at the end of the season last year, and they pretty much wouldn't take no for an answer. They said, you're better than this. Let's go out here and end your career on a better note. So I'm not saying it's over right now, but when we get to the end of the year, we'll reevaluate and see what's going on. But it's fantastic. You know, with the guys at Vance and Hines pushing through, making parts, our support from Harley Davidson Product Development Center and the marketing team at Harley Davidson, we're bringing the FXDR to the front and showing people, you know, what you can buy on the street. You know, we can take that and make that into a cool race bike.
And we understand that you also have a bit of a family milestone today as well, right?
Yes, my son Declan turned 9 today. The biggest thing is he wanted a win for his birthday, and so we were able to double up for him on the weekend. It's just absolutely phenomenal. He's such a great kid. He's driving his junior dragster and doing a heck of a job at that on his own right. We went out Wednesday testing in Indianapolis, just ran the Wednesday night testing tune, made 5 runs, and I hopped on an airplane Thursday morning to come out here and run the pro bike. So it's cool to see him. At an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, have the success he's had. He got a runner-up earlier this year at the first event that we ran this season, and he's got that same passion and drive and focus that I think I have. I can see it in his eyes when he's sitting in his car. It's kind of scary.
We'll take other questions from the media. If you'll just tell us your affiliation and name before you begin.
6-inch Sonoma Raceway. This is a new bike, isn't it? Didn't it debut at Denver last weekend?
It's new bodywork. It's
new bodywork.
Yeah, same chassis I've been running all season long. It's been you know, a phenomenal piece of work that we built out of Vance and Hines with putting that tubing together and making it work. And it really excels in hot weather conditions, and today was no difference. I mean, I had my best 60-foot of the weekend in the final round on, you know, nearly the hottest track of the weekend. But the FXDR bodywork was just the full total package. It just took that bike and made it a really a huge performance beast. I mean, it's comfortable for me. The seating position's right. With the seating position we have on there, I can manhandle it, throw it around a little more. It's a little narrower. I can get more leverage on it, make those corrections earlier in the run, and make sure it's nice and straight. And my last 3 runs today, second round, semifinal, and the final, it was you could drop a chalk line from starting line to finish line. That's how good they were.
What's the biggest change in the bodywork? You said you're able to muscle the bike a little more with it, but other than that, are you more comfortable on the bike, or how does that help you more?
I am more comfortable on it. We were able to take that design of the FXDR with a really narrow seat position so you can get up on it and corner like you can on the stock bike, and take that into the race bike and just basically shrink wrap the frame rails. I mean, it's within, you know, a couple millimeters everywhere within the frame tubes, and it's as narrow as we can make it, and it just allows you to have that narrow feel, so if you need to put a knee into the thing and make sure it's going to move one way or the other, you can do that. And we're at a road race track, right, with a drag strip in the middle of it, and it feels like sometimes you have to road race these things down the drag strip, but it's those little minute details to make sure you get every thousandth out of the bike that can make the difference at the finish line.
walk us through that final run for us.
Man, the final run, they kind of rushed us there before the final because we're hitting live TV for Fox. And I got up there and didn't have my helmet on, didn't have my leathers on, and was, you know, a little more pushed than normal. It was interesting. And my heart rate was up, so as I was rolling the water box, I was trying to get my heart rate back down, make sure I was nice and focused, and did a good burnout. The thing did a flow, you know, all weekend long. You know, sometimes the burnout, people don't take it into account how much that plays into the whole run, but it did a flawless burnout there in the final round. And then luckily Matt didn't have any problems with his bike shutting off on the starting line, so my engine didn't get hot. And you know, rolling into stage, he hung me out a little bit on the stage bulb, maybe gave me a five count. And we have 7 seconds to stage, so I knew he was going to get in sooner or later. I wasn't ready to play any games that round, so I just wanted to focus, do my best job. And I let the clutch go, and I said, I'm one to kind of watch the stage bulbs go off. And when I throw the clutch away, I can see if I'm a little bit late or a little bit ahead, depending on how the stage bulbs go off as we're leaving the starting line. And I could see I was just a tick behind, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But it charged through first gear, 105, 60 foot, you know, our best of the team for the weekend. And I said, okay, here it goes. You're going to have a heck of a time trying to catch me. And I was in high gear, and I'm like, he better not be going 200 next to me. And my wind light turned on, and you know, put our low ET for the weekend for our team on the board, and that's fantastic.
You talked about him playing games and not playing games. Is that a real or imagined rivalry that we see between you two guys?
That is a very real rivalry. Matt and I, we're cordial when we need to be, but we're not friends by one means. You know, I was playing games with one on the starting line yesterday, talking about he might be my best friend. I talk to him every day and things like that. That we might think about each other every day because we probably don't really like each other, but. It's one that's brewed from early on in my career, back when he was running the Suzuki and I was new to the Harley deal, and we had a really bad burn down back in Memphis years and years ago, and he got the best of me a few times on picking those wins off on the starting line. And it's just something that's evolved as he's got better in his program, his bike's become more competitive. It's just something that you want to beat the best, and you know, we trade that back and forth every now and then. And you know, we're not sending each other Christmas cards or anything like that, but we you know, when we need to be, we can talk and sort things out if it's class related or things like that. But when we're on the starting line, it's game's off. It's time to go.
And I was stunned when I should have known better, or known that 7 wins is your most for the season. I mean, you've had the best equipment throughout your career. You've done everything you can in the sport. I mean, what separates this year from all the others to make this your best, and you're not even done?
Well, this year I got to chalk it up to the bike. I mean, last year I had a good motorcycle, but it was just kind of slow down through race day, and people would take advantage of me in the final round. Ellie Tong would pick my pocket many times. He'd get better in the semi, and I'd slow down and get in the final, and he'd either be right there with me or just be that little bit ahead. So that kind of opened our eyes. He said something last year that kind of stung, that he knew we would go slower throughout race day, and I was like, okay, we really need to fix this. We got a problem. So we acknowledged that and said, so we're probably better from it for his comments on that part. But you know, put a different ECU on there, the Motec M130, that's 1,000 times faster than the Motec M600 that we were running before. You can pick apart different parts of the tune-up, and I think just that it could be that 0.2 degree or that 0.5% of fuel at one spot in one gear all the way down the racetrack. And that's what Eddie and I were doing before the semifinal and the final. Like, we need to figure out exactly what it wants right here, and you can make that change and go down the track. And the chassis, this bike just works in the heat. I haven't figured out how to make it work on a cold, sticky, good track. If we figure that out, it's going to be really fast. But, you know, Richmond when it was hot, 95 degrees. Here when it was 95 degrees. It's just putting down numbers and Mickey Thompson tires hooked up in first gear. And it's just the whole package right now. I feel I'm probably riding the best I ever have in my career. Maybe it's just a different level of focus I had from last year to this year, and I just wanted that much more.
I was going to ask you about Elliott's turn center times. I was going to ask you about the heat, and Matt qualified well, great, 200 miles an hour. And that was cool temperatures. You had to have a completely different setup, and you had to know that. We all knew that coming in, that Saturday and Sunday were going to be different. Once the heat kicked in, did you think that gave you the advantage because you would run better in the heat than he would?
I feel like this year our hot weather tune-up is what hindered us in the past is probably the best we've ever had. And I took a chance. We always struggle here on Friday for some reason. We come off the mountain in Denver. We're typically fast there. We've won there a lot of times. We come here Friday, and we just are not good. And it's not just – I mean, we just put everything back like a sea-level tune-up, and it just doesn't work. So I took a chance on Q2 when that wind turned around and said, okay, I need to do this with my tune-up to figure out stuff for later in the weekend. And I was going down the track, and it was loud and vibrating. I told my dad on the phone, I said, I couldn't even see where I was going in fourth and fifth gear because it was shaking so hard. So obviously the tune-up was over center. But that led into working the tune-up out for the rest of the weekend. You know, that's when the rider feel really comes into the play, because you can't see it in anything on the graph. But my eyes said, I can't see where I'm going, so this thing's telling me it's really pissed off. So
then when you got to the final, were you saying, I'm dialed in, the bike, me, the heat, it's all going to work for me?
It is. You know, working our way through Sunday, the conditions, I'd been telling people, we had gearing stacked on the bike today from the final round yesterday when we had a 15-mile-an-hour headwind. Eddie and I were talking at the trailer and said, let's leave this on here because we know the wind's going to turn. That's what Sonoma does. You roll up there for, you know, maybe the second round, definitely the semi. It goes from a 15-mile-an-hour tailwind to a 15-mile-an-hour headwind. Well, that proved us wrong today. It's still blowing a tailwind. It was my bike was pretty much hanging its tongue out at 1,200 feet, but it was getting there. It was getting to that 1,000-foot mark faster than anybody else today, and it was just that little added bit of momentum. You know, maybe it worked for us, and we got some new transmission gears in the works for Indy come the countdown. We'll have a different high gear, and we're going to go have some fun.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Yep.